This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said there's no dearth of talent in Sikkim, adding that meeting his people is always heartening. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering at the closing ceremony of the state's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Paljor Stadium. On the occasion, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid foundation stones for multiple development projects worth 4,000 crore rupees and announced 6 cricket academies for the northeast region. We now go over live to Gangtok for the Prime Minister's address.
आज दुनिया सस्टेनेबल लाइफस्टाइल की बात कर रही है. आज क्लीन एनर्जी पर दुनिया का फोकस है. आज ऑर्गेनिक फूड्स को प्राथमिकता दी जा रही है. मुझे खुशी है कि हमारा नॉर्थ ईस्ट और सिक्किम इस फ्यूचरिस्टिक ग्रोथ का बड़ा केंद्र है. सिक्किम ने पूरे देश को दिशा दिखाई है. सिक्किम ने तो 10 साल पहले 2016 में ही पूरे राज्य को ऑर्गेनिक स्टेट घोषित कर दिया था. हमारा डेमाजोंग अब केवल राइस उत्पादन के लिए नहीं जाना जाता, उसकी पहचान अब ऑर्गेनिक राइस के लिए जो होने लगी है. बड़ी इलायची, अदरक, हल्दी, एवोकाडो, कीवी ऐसे कितने ही उत्पाद देश और दुनिया के बाजार तक पहुंच रहे हैं. सिक्किम में मेडिसिनल प्लांट्स की भी सैकड़ों प्रजातियां पाई जाती है. ये भी स्थानीय लोगों की आय बढ़ाने का जरिया बन रही है. साथियों, ऑर्गेनिक और प्राकृतिक खेती का सिक्किम का मॉडल ये पूरे देश के लिए एक प्रेरणा है. सिक्किम की लाइफस्टाइल, सिक्किम के संकल्प आज ये देश के विजन का हिस्सा बन चुके हैं. यहां प्राकृतिक खेती को बढ़ावा देने अब ऑर्गेनिक प्रोसेसिंग प्लांट भी शुरू किए गए हैं. इसे किसानों को बाजार से सीधा जुड़ने का मौका मिल रहा है.
मिस्टर मोदी डिस्क्राइब्स सिक्किम एज द हेवन ऑफ द ईस्ट एंड अर्ज टूरिस्ट टू विजिट एंड विटनेस हिज फेम्ड ऑर्किड्स. ही ऑल्सो प्रेज द स्टेट फॉर हिज क्लेनलीनेस. Governor of Sikkim Om Prakash Mathur and Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang, along with ministers and members of parliament, were present at the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach his parliamentary constituency Varanasi today evening to participate in Mahila Sammelan. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees in Varanasi. He will also address a gathering on the occasion which will witness the presence of women in large numbers from across the region. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organisation SCO Defence Ministers meeting in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that during the meeting he will highlight India's commitment towards global peace amidst the security challenges prevailing in the world. He underlined that he will also convey the country's consistent stance on zero tolerance for terrorism and extremism. In Ladakh, 5 new districts have been created to fulfill long-pending demand and aspirations of the people of the region. With these new districts, Union Territory has a total of 7 districts. The Madhya Pradesh government has constituted a high-level committee to examine the feasibility of implementing the Uniform Civil Code in the state. An order in this regard was issued yesterday. The committee will be chaired by Justice Ranjana Prasad Desai, former judge of the Supreme Court. Among his responsibilities, the panel will examine models adopted by states such as Uttarakhand and Gujarat while taking into account the social, cultural and economic realities of Madhya Pradesh. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Rajasthan Royals at Mulanpur in New Chandigarh this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 9 wickets in a one-sided encounter at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. After being invited to bat first, Delhi Capitals were bundled out for just 75 runs and 16.3 overs. Stock market benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty traded lower in early morning session today as investors remained cautious amid persistent geopolitical tensions between the US and Iran. Sensex declined as much as 330 points to hit an intraday low of 76,973, while Nifty slipped 93 points to trade at 23,999 in the early hours. And that is the end of this news bulletin.